Good day to you, friends. Welcome to you for this podcast of today. I start with an illustration. A holy man was engaged in his morning meditation under a tree whose roots stretched out over the river bank. During his meditation, he noticed that the river was rising and a scorpion caught in the roots was about to drown. He crawled out on the roots and reached down to free the scorpion, but every time he did so, the scorpion struck back at him. An observer came along and said to the holy man, "Don't you know that's a scorpion? And it's in the nature of a scorpion to want to sting." To which the holy man replied, "That may well be, but it is my nature to save. And must I change my nature because the scorpion does not change its nature?" Friends, if I ask you a question, do you have enemies? Perhaps you have a big list, for it is very easy to make enemies. How good it is to live a life without any enemy in this world. Will there be a person, one who does not have enemies here on earth? If someone is there, blessed is he or blessed is she, but impossible to find one. A master is presented to us in the scripture. What did the enemies do to this master? Master had vast fields where he had sown good seeds of wheat, and the enemy had sown weeds in the same field. Why the weed was sown? Enemies take revenge with their opponents. The weed grass was a serious threat to the growers of wheat. The weed, or the so-called the darnel, bears very close resemblance with the wheat in its early stages of growth until it matures, at which point the difference between the two is apparent. Why it is so dangerous? It has got so much of toxicity. Once you eat, you feel nausea or feel drunkenness. If the overdose is gone into the body, it may end up in death. Therefore, farmers would take special care to separate the darnel from the wheat at the final harvest. Now you know why the enemy would sow the weed with wheat. If the enemy wants to take a revenge, he doesn't have to fight physically and directly face to face. He just has to watch silently what's going on to his enemy. The master sows the good seeds of wheat. The servants notice also weeds growing up along with the wheat. The servants want to uproot the weeds and separate from the wheat, but the master does not permit. Even after knowing that the weed is a dangerous thing for life, master still does not permit to uproot the weed. Why? Mainly, it is because the roots of the wheat and the weed entangle together and they get bound together. Uprooting the weed would damage the wheat and it would affect the growth of the wheat. Consequently, the yielding will be affected. Master is warning them that they would uproot the weed along with the wheat. Can you for a while play the role of the servants of the master who want to uproot the weeds and see only wheat is growing? How would you apply this idea to your life? Perhaps you want to be the good and the faithful servant who does not want to see any loss incurred to your master. Perhaps you do not want your master to die. You want to protect your master from dangers. You do not want to see your master to be the victim of his enemies. You will see everything good is happening to your master. Now play the role of an enemy of your master. What will you do? Will you try your level best to destroy your opponent? There will be an attitude of revenge and destruction. Jesus involves everyone in the parable, that is God, world, and the humanity, and in particular the Satan. Wheat and weed refers to the good and the bad people in the world. World is a place where good and bad people live together. If the Master God decides to destroy the bad people from the world, what happens? While destroying the bad people, there will be so many good people destroyed from this world. Master keeps the separation of wheat and the weed for the time of harvest. God keeps the separation of the good and the bad, the time of the judgment. During the harvest, the master sends wheat into the barn and wheat to the fire for burning. On the day of judgment, God sends the good people to heaven and the bad people will go to the fiery hell. Taking into consideration everything of the parable, what are you in the field of God? Are you the wheat or the weed? Are you the friend or the enemy of the master? Of course, we know who is the enemy of God. It is none other than the Satan himself. When God wants people to grow with good characters in life, the Satan sows the seed of enmity in every person. When God prepares good people in the world, Satan prepares bad people in this world. But we have a choice to make. We can choose God as our master who makes us good, or we can choose Satan as our master who makes us bad. If you grow with God, with the judgment day, you will have an eternal happiness. If you grow with Satan, you will have an eternal punishment. Let us make a choice. Let us be good people, making God as our master. Before I sign off, I say thanks to you for listening to the podcast of today. God bless you. Have a nice day.